The title of this article is Help Us Fight the Fed's AI Censorship Machine. The subtitle is COVID-era censorship was only the beginning. Are you worried that there isn't enough censorship? Or are you concerned that free speech on social networks that have become the digital town square is being unjustly limited? Whatever your feelings on censorship, your tax dollars are going to research programs at universities that are using artificial intelligence to censor content on the internet. With these kinds of tools, the government will be better able to shape public opinion by restricting certain viewpoints on politics, health, climate change, and other sensitive issues while promoting others, and their hope is you won't even know it's happening. It's all part of the wave of censorship that has spurred us to launch our Free Speech for Health campaign to fight big tech censorship of health information. The details of the government's support for shadow banning and online censorship have been laid out in a detailed report from a House Judiciary Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. Starting in 2021, the National Science Foundation has poured millions of taxpayer dollars into research programs at universities and nonprofits geared towards developing AI-powered censorship and propaganda tools. As the House of Representatives report notes, the NSF-funded projects threaten to help create a censorship regime that could significantly impede the fundamental First Amendment rights of millions of Americans, and potentially do so in a manner that is instantaneous and largely invisible to its victims. The invisibility of this censorship is a nod towards the shadow banning of certain content that we've increasingly seen taking place. In 2021, NSF began funding these programs under the heading of Trust Authenticity in Communication Systems. It is eerily reminiscent of the 2023 Nobel Prize Summit, which was titled Truth, Trust, and Hope, and appears to have similar goals. In classic Orwellian fashion, a trust authenticity in communications systems really means censorship. In documents obtained by the House Subcommittee, the insulting paternalism of this censorship is on full display. Federally funded researchers at MIT explained in a summary of their project to NSF that a broad swaths of the public cannot effectively sort truth from fiction online. According to these researchers, rural and indigenous communities, military veterans, and older adults are among the befuddled groups of Americans unable to arrive at the correct opinions. The establishment stance on censorship was encapsulated by European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen earlier this year at the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, when she proposed that misinformation and disinformation are greater threats to the global business community than war and climate change. The crusaders against mis and disinformation would have us all blindly trusting health authorities like the CDC, FDA, and the WHO, the same authorities that got so many things outrageously wrong during the COVID pandemic, while trying to silence or marginalize those who presented alternatives or questioned their edicts. This is why our Free Speech for Health campaign is so critical. Big tech platforms have wholly bought into the false notion that truthful health information solely emanates from major health authorities like the NIH or the WHO, mirroring YouTube's medical misinformation policy. We cannot let the government and their lackey silence dissent under the guise of controlling a misinformation. Sign our petition below if you haven't already, and given the censorship of our own content, we appeal to you to share it widely in your own networks.